Canmore, in an area that was home to Alex Kalada, the guy who gave the hat trick phrase to the world, the hockey hotspot could also one day be known for how adult recreational leagues were reimagined. Women's hockey is on fire in the Bow Valley, and the trailblazers of the local league are telling their story in front of a national audience during a free showcase game Tuesday, January 14, at the Canmore Recreation Center. As the players of the Rundle Women's Hockey League, RWHL, face off at Center Ice at 7:30 p.m., National Sports Network Sportsnet will be capturing the on-ice action and the Rocky Mountains League's story for a feature segment about its innovative equity selection framework that is assisting on getting more ice time to a greater number of local women. Recognizing that hockey is for everyone is one reason why the popular league has been bombarded with emails and calls from people wanting to sign up and slap pucks since 2019. We wanted to demonstrate that and also think about people in our community who are maybe new or maybe haven't had the opportunity to have this really iconic Canadian experience, said RWHL co-organizer Carly Fleury. Expanding to 8 teams from 4 in 5 years, the RWHL has been a key community builder for women continuing in sport. It uses an innovative equity model when choosing teams each season, created by league organizers Fleury, Britt Laidman and Penny Lawless, which prioritizes inclusivity and diversity for Canada's game. It's designed to encourage anyone, of any skill level, to pick up a stick and play. Sticking true to our model, we wanted to make sure we had a good representation of our league in that showcase game, said Fleury. We have stories to tell in there as well, whether it's mother-daughters, wives, beginners, people who are brand new to the game and people who play competitive hockey as well. It's showcasing what an adult rec sport could be, and this is an example of that. The game will feature 6 goalies and 29 players from the local league, who were either voted to play or selected using the inclusion model. The game will even have a celebrity tie up a pair of skates and look to dangle the locals, as Sportsnet host Ivanka Osmak will be mic'd up for the game. The RWHL is also organizing the Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada Ball Hockey Tournament in Canmore on Saturday, January 18. Taking place at the Outdoor Fan Fest area at the Canmore Golf and Curling Club, 18 teams in 3 age categories, U9, U15, 16+, will play in a 5-on-5 tournament format. Like in league play, when choosing the ball hockey teams, the RWHL used its equity model to demonstrate what the purpose of the day is. As the landscape shifts among larger hockey organizations, Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada organizers are looking to continue using the inclusion policy for future events, said Kaylee Ram, a Town of Banff councillor and RWHL player. To think that this is the start of it, and for future Canadians and future communities to have this guideline. Why wouldn't that give you the warm fuzzies about that being started in Banff and Canmore, said Ram. Along with its co-organizers Penny Lawless and Britt Laidman, the RWHL has been recognized for building not only its growing league, but also creating a stronger community in the Bow Valley. Key for Bow Valley women continuing in sport, the RWHL was nominated for an Innovation Award at the 2024 YWCA Changemakers.